Hello, my friends, peers, and colleagues, yet again. Welcome back to Everything from A to Z. I am your host, Ari Zucker, and happy spring, finally. I know I'm a little behind. It was like March 19th or something like that, or 20th. But up in Lake Tahoe, it likes to snow until June. No, actually, it's quite warm up here right now. It's 60 degrees. It is April. But you never know when we might have a random snowstorm come in. But I will tell you, I am ready to plant some flowers after last year's winter that wouldn't end. I literally had to have a person go on my roof and get off my 4-foot ice dams with some hot water pressure cooker. I mean, he's just standing up there and it scared me. But anyway, we got it off. That was last year. Moving on. So let's get back to making ourselves better people. For ourselves. And just briefly, I was so excited this last two episodes because I'm such a crazy horse person. And if you know any horse people, we're all a little bit obsessed. And I was really happy to have Amelia Perrin on from American Wild Horse Conservation because, she shared briefly that she had some. She had gotten in an accident and had some brain trauma that is just continuous. It's her brain has just got rattled and. And now she just has to work through it, work with it. I always figure when you have an injury or an ailment of some sort, we all have to work with it because when we fight against it, it just makes things worse for us, I feel like. So the fact that she fights with it or doesn't fight it, she works with it, and is doing something that is an incredibly heroic, working to save our American wild horses, pretty cool. But I do want to share tomorrow. Well, you know, well, whenever you're listening to this, at some point, I am actually going out to one of the Mustang and Burro holding pens to see. There's a lot of new Burro babies, which I'm really excited about, and I'm sure there's new foals that I'm excited to see too. So I'm really taking my advocacy out there to just we have them. So what can we do to help them? So another news, I just want to say a super thank you to this past weekend. I was in New Jersey for a fan event with Starstruck Fan Events and got to see incredible fans that some I knew, some I just met. I was really appreciative of the amount of support that I have had since the leaving Days of Our Lives. I'll just be kind about it right now. And just so y'all know, my last air date is July. I think it's July 29th, and we'll see how things go after that. But I had a tremendous amount of support. I don't think I've seen or read anything that about anybody not supporting me through this whole thing. So thank you to everybody that was at the event. We'll have more events. I will be at more events. And my whole goal is to really help people stand up for themselves, and talk about things in their life that are very scary. We've all had some sort of trauma, which is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I think it's so important to help each other kind of grassroots style, and just really pull each other up from our bootstraps and create a different life. Our world is so different right now than it was when I grew up. And I really, really believe that community and friends and communication is so vital. It's so important in creating happiness and joy and fulfillment in our life. And so by speaking out with people and seeing people and hearing their stories and how Sean and I can help with our company, it's pretty incredible. So I just wanted to say I'm so grateful for everybody who came out. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to meet more of you and do more speaking events. And yeah, let's just do it. Grassroots, little bit by little bit. It was a really great event. So thank you, Starstruck Fan Events. A little promotion for you guys. There you go. So my goal today is, in regards to that, is to show you that, just as I talked about this grassroots way of living, creating incredible relationships in your town, you know, it's difficult. We're so busy on our phones, which makes us like loners, because I'll tell you, it's a motivator to be part of grassroots, a grassroots style, because you actually have to get up and do something. because it's easier to sit on our phones and donate, which is wonderful because everything that you donate to or help out with, we need financing, right? But as we're on the phones, it's easy to also comment or not like something or hate on someone. How often do you see somebody go, you know what, I'm going to get up off the couch and I'm going to try and go do something to save a life for an animal, the elderly or children, or advocate for your school or your friend's school or anything like that is really hard, right? It takes a lot of energy. And that's why I wanted to thank everybody that I'd met in New Jersey, because, you know, it takes effort to buy your ticket to fly out or drive out or come see people. And I really think, you know, it's our job as humans to connect and walk away from something like that going, wow, what an amazing day. What an amazing event. And how can you apply that to everything that you do in your life? Applying the goodness that I know all of us humans have. It is so easy to be negative. It's so easy to hate. It is so easy to complain. How many of you complain? Raise your hands. I know you do. We all complain about something. I'm raising my hand too. But I complain about things that are on a much smaller scale now. And then I go, stop complaining. You know, especially I had a family members in the Holocaust. And after hearing those stories and stories of others, you go, you know what? My day is pretty easy compared to those stories or people with other traumatic stories. So you really find a way to pull yourself out of your own personal trauma and decide to help others, you know, or just even yourself or your family, I think is really important. So how do you do it, right? How do you wake up every morning, find something positive to root for yourself and maintain that? Because I think I've said this before, but it's like when January 1st rolls around and everybody wants to go to the gym, and then you have your membership for like 3 months and you stop going, and then you're stuck with the membership, because if you go to like Bally's, there's so many Bally's all over the place. You can't use, what is it, like a 20 mile radius? If there isn't a gym in a 20 mile radius, then you can cancel your contract. Stay ridiculous like that. But anyway, but we give up because we go back to our old habits. And creating a new belief system for ourselves is a lot harder. So I'm going to wrap it up with this, just because I love to give little points because I want you to keep tuning back in. What are three things that you can do for yourself every day to create light in your life? Write those down. What could they be? Even if it's you just change the coffee you drink or the creamer or whatever, or I'm going to make my sister's bed every day. With no excuses though. Because we can't have expectation. We just do them to do them for us with no expectation, okay? And it's unbelievable the amount of excuses I've heard about how, you know, we can't get out of our own way. I've heard it a lot. So, but you can. Just remember there is always someone that's probably had it a lot harder than you. So it is possible to shift and change and become someone that you didn't know you could be, that was always in your heart. So come up with three things that you can do for yourself every day and keep repeating it every single day to create a new habit in your life and a new belief system about who you are as a person and who you want to be in this world. And what kind of footprint do you want to leave on this earth? Okay, that's it. That's my push. That's my cheerleading section for the week. Root for me when I go see the Mustangs. And if you haven't followed me, follow me on, what am I on? I am on Instagram at Ari8675 or Aloha Life Coaching, and TikTok Aloha Life 22. That's where you get a lot of good stuff from Sean. And I'm on there too. I'll post these little mini videos as well. But Sean's got some great insight on how and who you can be in your life. So check those out. Also, arianzucker.com. And you can reach out to us, both of us, Sean and I, at info@alohalifecoaching.com or alohalifecoaching.com and go to our website. Also, Taloha, we've got a new Taloha brand out there, which is a way of living. So it's mountain altitude, island attitude, and it's creating adventures. It's about creating adventures in your life, enriching the world within you so you can elevate the world without around you. Thank you so much, everybody. And I will see or hear or listen in the next week. Thanks for tuning in to Everything from A to Z. I'll see you soon.